Talking now with the seniors of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, Carly Anderson, Jocelyn Terpstra, and Anna Eveland. And guys, getting ready for a new season here on Eagle Lane. And it started at Montezuma Tuesday night. And, you know, just kind of looking at the season as a whole, what are some of the things you guys are most excited about to get this new season underway?
Yeah, I'm just really excited for senior year with new coach and all that. We saw a lot of good things last night. Yeah, a lot of on our offense. We found a few things on defense that we need to work on, but a lot of things in our offense that we can build on. And yeah, we obviously didn't score too many points last year. We didn't average many points a game, but that's definitely a focus going into Little Hawkeye Conference games, just scoring a lot more points and locking down. We're doing a lot more man defense this year than zone, which we did a lot last year. And I think that just caters to the athletic squad that we have this year, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm just really excited in general to see all of our growth this year, as last year we didn't have any seniors, so we didn't graduate anyone, and we did lose a few players, but for the most part we're all returning, so I'm excited to see our growth through that as we get older.
Yeah, I'm excited just to play with the team. We're trying to build each other up this year, trying to encourage one another, play better together. And I think that really corresponds with how we play on the court, with touches and everything like that.
Yeah, and you guys kind of hit on this a little bit. And Carly, I know you mentioned it right off the jump, new coach this year, going from Coach Ingbers last year to Coach Dyke this year. And just kind of looking at the similarities and differences between them, what are some of the things that stand out to you that are a little bit different with Coach Dyke from what Coach Ingbers did last year? What are some of those things that are maybe a little bit similar to what you guys were working on last year that you're trying to build upon this year?
Yeah, well, obviously, I just mentioned we're playing a lot more man this year than we did last year. Last year, we focused on our zone defense, and I think this year we're trying to mix in a little bit more of both. We also, yeah, a lot of new mottos and philosophies on our offense, just trying to cater to each person's strengths because, yeah, obviously, like I said earlier, we didn't score a lot. Offense wasn't our main focus last year, and so we're just trying to make everybody as useful as we can, like everybody just cater to their strengths and build our offense around that.
Yeah, another thing is, like Carly said, last year we would always fall back into our zone, and this year with playing man, we're also putting more pressure on teams, so we've already started a full court pressure, and so I think, yeah, we're growing in that. And then another difference, I just feel like this year there's a lot more intensity with it, a lot more, yeah, it's just a lot more intense and loud and good and getting us talking and leading. It was kind of a challenge for us last year because we were juniors, kind of having to step into a senior role when maybe we haven't, like, had a lot of experience on varsity, and so I think we're more ready for that this year too.
I feel like this year we're really focusing on individual goals that we want to set for each other, and I think we're trying to develop everyone's skills to play at the best of their abilities and to develop those skills with each other in order to work with each other. And you can just tell, like, how much the coaches care about you and just want you to improve as a player and an individual.
Yeah, and Jocelyn just kind of hit on this and kind of led me into my next question here. You guys this year are seniors, but last year with no seniors on the squad, you guys were kind of the leaders in a way that, you know, juniors aren't necessarily always thrust into that role. And kind of looking at it from last year and some of those leadership things that you learned last year as juniors and this year being those seniors who people look up to as the leaders, you know, what are some of the things that you guys are working on as individuals to really hone in those leadership skills here as you begin the new year?
Yeah, well, somebody mentioned it earlier. We're focusing a lot on touches this year, and touches meaning between teammates, high fives, fist bumps, anything, just positive encouragement with our teammates, and just, yeah, it's encouragement because that is something we definitely need playing in Little Hawkeye. It's scrap the next play, just move on to the next one, and, yeah, just encouraging our teammates and being good senior leaders in that.
Mm-hmm. We're also working on our communication and getting loud in the gym and encouraging each other, not only with touches but with words sometimes when maybe you're not able to give someone a high five because you have to move on to the next play. So, yeah.
I think we're trying to also just let everyone know that they're valued on the team and that we need each and every one of them to play, and that all together we make the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys play a very difficult schedule. You guys mentioned the Little Hawkeye Conference opening up the season here. Montezuma ranked number 11 in Class 1A, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont number 6 in 2A. And knowing that you guys have a schedule that is more difficult like that, what is some of those things that you look for early in the season, you know, as signs to build off of, you know, against some of these tough competitions? So come into the season, kind of like last year where you go into Class 2A regional play and you face tough teams like Mediapolis, what are some of those things that you're looking for early in the season here as building blocks for later in the season when, you know, the schedule kind of comes back to where you guys fit in Class 2A?
Yeah, well, I do think that, like you said, in regional play, our Little Hawkeye Conference play definitely prepares us for 2A. It's very physical. It definitely beats us up a lot, but we gain a lot of good things from that. We know where we need to focus on, and even just from one game so far, we know our weak areas, and we know where we have to focus on in practice and focus on working the next few games that we have coming up so that it doesn't become a problem later on in the year. And then when we get to regional play, then we're playing our best basketball of the year.
Yeah, I think playing a tough schedule really helps us grow a lot. Like one of those being like physical game, like the bigger schools you play, just the way more physical teams are. And I think one thing that we're really, really working on this season is our rebounding. And I think last night in our first game, that was already much better than last year. And so it'll be good to see how we grow in that this year, too.
I also think that we also work on our intensity, because with these teams, we have to play intense to the level that they play at. And I think that we can really bring that over into our other games and throughout the season.
Absolutely, girls. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck as you guys begin the new season and against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont coming up on Tuesday, and happy Thanksgiving as well, and best of luck on the new season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the seniors of the Pella Christian Girls basketball squad here on the Radio Sports page.